Emotional energies are slightly different. Our emotions give us both pleasure and pain. Unless we can learn to control them, we will always be at their mercy. A way to do this is through silence and the absorption of the energy into the inner silence. Control of the emotions is a two-edged sword. Too much and we become cold and unfeeling. Too little and we get stressed. Think of a time when you were very stressed. Recall the time and your feelings in detail. Let those feelings rise up. But now, step back from them and see the whole series of events as a silent film. Watch those events and ask yourself if you could have handled it better. Now, go into the scene that you have imaged and direct it as if you were a film director. Make it happen the way it should have happened. Go back to the silent screen and watch the new version. Does it make you feel worse or better? Do this again with a time when you were filled with happiness. Mental energy is creative energy, and we use it every day of our lives. We tend to precognate what we will do today, or next week, or next year. We create our futures day by day. We use it at work and play. We fill our homes with things that make it a pleasant place to live in. We use it when we read a book, or watch a film, or listen to music. Mental energy excites us, depresses us, arouses or repels us, according to what we are seeing, doing, or imagining. In this work, we use it even more than any of the others, for it is the cement that holds the building blocks of ritual and pathworking together. We, more than any other kind of human being, live and work in the past, present, and future at one and the same time. Every ritual draws on the past, indicates the future, and brings it together in the present. Mental silence can be potent. It is a living thing, a receptacle that can be filled with love, hate, longing, desire, laughter, tears, music, and memory. Visualize a rosebud in a vase of crystal. Fill the vase with liquid silence in the form of love and watch the rose unfold and open. Visualize an egg. Fill it with the mental silence of energy and life. Then watch it crack open and the baby chick emerge. Wrap it around with silent mental energy of warmth and see it dry out to a golden, downy scrap of life. Listen in the silence of your mind to a favorite piece of music and let it fill you with color rather than sound, images rather than color. Learn to use your mind and its energies in silence. It works extremely well because you are working in space and time, and at the same time out of space and time. A paradox? Yes. The occult is full of them. Learn to use them. Spiritual energy is what fills the hearts of saints of every tradition. It is something that can enter our hearts, minds, and souls at any moment. It fills us with grace and light, and comes directly from whatever it is that created this wonderful universe. Even when we are at our lowest ebb, it allows no shadow to fall upon us. It is the inner light of the primal spark that is our true self. Spiritual silence is potent. Visualize the God form of your choice and build it in detail. Imagine it alive and standing before you. Imagine it enclosing you within itself. Be alone with the God form in total and absolute silence. Absorb its power and love. In occult work, energy manifests in a desire to know. It drives us to seek out more and more of this mysterious manifestation called life. It fills us, and in return, we fill it with experience. For God is energy, and energy is God. And we are part of both. These exercises will be part of your homework. Try them out and see how you manage. By the way, if you feel you can do an exercise a different way, try it and see what happens. Never be afraid to experiment. It's the best way to learn. Never be afraid to ask questions. If you're wrong, you will soon know. If you are right, then we have both learned something. No teacher is infallible.